Today's Shiur Masechta Kriyos is Daf Bei Zamen Aleph. We begin on Daf Bei Zamen Aleph with the Mishnah. The name of our Masechta is Masechta Kriyos. And as we will see immediately, the Mishnah and the Gemara discuss extensively different situations where you're Chayiv Karis. Typically the situation when one is Chayiv Karis is if somebody did an Avera, the various Averas listed in our Mishnah, but Mezid, but there are no Edom and Asra. And were there to have Edom and Asra, he would get whatever punishment the Torah prescribes. But because there are no Edom and Asra, he gets Karis. There's interesting Machlokes Rishonim. What's the halacha if there were Edom, there was Asra, and therefore, let's say, whatever Einish the Torah prescribes is in place, but for whatever technicality, for whatever reason, they can't administer the Mises Bezdin. Will that person be Chayiv Karis? Machlokes Rishonim. But as the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis teaches us, speaking about Karis doesn't really belong in Seder Kodshim. So why is this Masechta here? So as we're going to learn in the Mishnah, says the Rambam, because our Mishnah is going to teach us that the Chayiv Karis and the Chayiv Karbon Chatas travel together, and Chayiv Karbon Chatas certainly belongs in our Masechta. Therefore, Masechta Krisis is learned in Seder Kodshim. It's difficult to describe what is Karis. The Rishonim already grapple with what is Karis. I'm going to quote the Ramban. The Ramban says that there are three types of Karis. If a person is essentially a good person, that means he has more mitzvahs than Averis, and he does an Averi Rahman Slam for which there is a Chiyiv Karis, he dies between the age of 50 and 60. If he's a person who's mostly doing Averis, then he will not necessarily die young. His Karis will be in the next world, where he's cut off from the Olam HaEmes. But then the Ramban says that there are certain Averis that are so serious, that Karis represents both that he dies prematurely and that he will be cut off in the next world. It says that somebody who's a Megalopon and Betaira. The Rishonim also discuss if someone did an Avera when he's above 60. So the Karis then is that he dies Rachman Aslan suddenly. The Rishonim speak about a Karis Ariri, which doesn't affect him, it affects his children. That's the Einish of Karis. And that is the Einish that we're going to be speaking about in a moment in our Mishnah. The Ramosha, interestingly, has an interesting tshuva. There's a machlokes Tosfos and the Rashba, where if someone sees someone doing an Avera on Shabbos, for which there's a Chiyuv Misa, should you stop him, even though it involves Chilul Shabbos? The Rashba says, no. Tosfos says, unless the person is a Pesheya, yes. Ramosha says, we need to understand how to look at Karis. Is Karis considered just like a regular Mises Bezdin? And therefore, just like Tosfos says, you should do so by Mises Bezdin, you should do so by Karis? Or maybe not. Although Karis, as we just described and will describe, is the Chiyuv by all of these Averis, the Mefarsh and the Mefarshim say that the word Eicha, which represents a word of Tzaris, Megillas Eicha, we read on Tisha B'Av, Eich v'yashra badad. Eicha is Begematria 36, corresponding to the 36 Chiyuv Karis, Averis for which there is a Chiyuv Karis. A person, Rachman Otzlan, that brings the Churban to Klal Yisrael. You know how the Churban comes to Klal Yisrael? Because, how does Eicha come? Because they violated the Averis for which there is a Chiyuv Karis. But on the other hand, the Sefer Yismach Yisrael from the Alexander Rebbe calls the pasuk that says, Yaakov chevel nachlosoi. Yaakov is a chevel. Chevel means a string. How many strands is a rope made out of? 36. The pasuk says, Ki Yaakov bachaloi. Loi is the gematria 36. If a person connects himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person connects himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he can avoid getting karis, even if Rahman Slan, he violated one of these averis. And in fact, the Mefarshim say, there are 36 mesechtes in Shas that have Gemara, and there are 36 chiyuve karis, as our Mishnah teaches us. By a person learning Torah, he could avoid getting karis. And the Chavetz Chaim in the Sefer Likutei Halacha says, specifically by learning Masech Krisis is a protection against Chas V'Shalom, the Chiyiv Karis. And actually, the Mefarshim say that's Pshat in our Mishnah. The Mishnah begins with the word Shloish V'Sheish Krisis B'Toira. Why does the Mishnah begin with the word B'Toira? Where else are they? Because the Mishnah is teaching us, yes, there are 36 Krisis that one can Chas V'Shalom be Mechuyiv. But you know how you can prevent getting those Krisis? B'Toira. Learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, learn Masech the Krisis, and we will be protected. So Shalom, Shalom, Shalosh Krisis B'Torah, the 36 Averis for which there's a Chiyiv Karis. Tosfos already Masech the Kedushim points out that sometimes the Mishnah, when it speaks about a number, says the number and then the subject. Sometimes it speaks the subject and then the number. There is no specific reason. I did see a Mefarshim say here it's specific for two reasons. Number one, the Mishnah didn't want to begin the word krisis. It's not a great word you want to begin with. And number two, as we said earlier, the main point of our Mishnah is not karis. The main point of our Mishnah is the chiyuv chatas. Karis is only travels with chatas, and that's why the focus is on the 36, not on the karis. Mefarshim also ask that in Masechta Sanhedrin, the Gemara has prakim eilan lechnokim veilan neskolim, discussing the various averis which you get various punishments. But there, and here we have krisis, where there's a chiyuv karis. But there is no masechta that talks about, asked the Mefarshim, where there is a chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim, and why not. So I saw two terutz. One terutz, and we're going to discuss this subject, really we learned about it in Masechta Makis as well, that even if somebody's chiyuv karis, there are tanoim that hold that if you get Malkus, that takes care of the Chiyiv Karis. So that's why it's important to know where there's a Chiyiv Karis, that if you get Malkus, that'll take away that Chiyiv. The problem is that not everybody holds that way. So why, according to those opinions, don't we have a parak that teaches us where there's a Misa B'Dei Shemayim? So Mefarshim answer with the teretz that we've been saying in our whole Shia today. Only in situations where there's a Chiyiv Chatas, there's a point in teaching us where there's a Chiyiv Karis. Because they travel together. Misa B'Dei Shemayim is not something that Bezdin controls, and it's not something where there's a Chiyuv Chatas, so there's no point in teaching a Mishnah that teaches us where they apply. So the Mishnah now will begin listing all of the cases where there's a Chiyuv Karis. And as the Ramban points out, the first group of Averis are Averis that involve Arayas. And as we will explain when we learn these cases, they're grouped by the Oynish. Some have Chiyuv Skila, which is the most serious, Misa, and then going down, Sreifa, Herig, V'chenik. The Ramban says that the reason the Mishnah first speaks about Arayas, because Arayas is the most serious Aveira, and therefore the Mishnah speaks about Arayas first, which is a Chiddush, as the Achroinim point out, because usually we determine the severity of an Aveira based on the punishment. And there are many Aveiras. Avodah Zarah is always a Chiyuv Skila. Arayas, as I just said, and we'll explain more, doesn't always carry a Chiyuv Skila. So shouldn't that be a Raya that Arayas is not the most serious Aveira? So from here we see, explained the Mefarshim, the Achronim say this, that there's actually a question, is the punishment of an Aveira an indication of the severity of the Aveira? And where is this relevant l'alokh l'maisa? Interesting question that the Poskim discuss. Let's say we have a situation where there's two situations facing us. Reuven is chasing Shimon to kill him, and somebody is forcing another person to do an Aveira of Arayas. And you only can do one thing at a time. So what should you stop? It seems, according to the Ramban, you should stop the Aveira of Arayas. According to the other Rishonim that follow the severity of the punishment, Ritzicha is a more serious aveira based on the punishment, and you should stop the Ritzicha. There's interesting Sfasemis that has a cheshbin that you should always stop the Ritzicha. So says the Mishnah Abola Aim, somebody has relations with his mother, Velashis Av, his father's wife. Poshup Shat Rishonim say the difference between a mother and Eshes Av is a mother is your mother. Eshes Av is only a woman that was married to your father. But let's say the father had relations with a woman, but they were never married. The Isra Eshes Av doesn't apply. Falakala is daughter-in-law. Habala Zohar. Fala Behema. A homosexual relationship. Al Behema. Visha Via Behema Aleha. So as all the Mefarshim explain, it doesn't seem to make sense that the Mishnah, when it speaks about different relations, puts in the middle how Zohar Vala Behema. Shouldn't the Mishnah first finished all the relations? But given, as I explained a moment ago, first the Mishnah speaks about the Chiyuvei Skila. So these are Chiyuvei Skila. And now the Mishnah goes on to other Arayas, but aren't Chiyuvei Skila. Habal Isha Bita, a woman and her daughter, Ve'eshes Ish, and somebody who has relations with Eshes Ish. There's a very interesting Machloikis Rishonim. The halacha is that a Nara Hamurasa, if somebody has relations with a Nara Hamurasa, it's a Chiyuvei Skila. If somebody has relations with an Eshes Ish, it's only a Chiyuvei Chenek. But if somebody, as our Mishnah teaches us, has relations with an Eshes Ish without Eidim Vasra, there's a Chiyuvei Karis. Is that also by a Nara Hamurasa, or also only by an Eshes Ish? What are the two sides of the question? On one hand, a Nara Hamurasa is more serious than an Eshes Ish. This is a Chiyuvei Skila, this is only a Chiyuvei Chenek. On the other hand, a Nara Hamurasa is a Chiddush. We can't say anything more than the Torah says, and maybe there's no Chiyuv Skila by Nara Marasa. Haba Achoisai, his sister, Achois Avis, his father's sister, Achoisima, his mother's sister, Achois Ishta, his wife's sister, although the halach is with his wife's sister, he's only also to his wife's sister as long as his wife is alive, even if he divorced her. Velashis Achiv, again, the Mokim Yibam Mitzmutter, Velashis Achi Aviv, his father's brother's wife, Velanida. Vamagadif, so as we'll learn in the Gemara, Hamagadif either means somebody who's Mevorech as Hashem. That's Rabbi Kiva's opinion. The Rabbanan's opinion is Hamagadif is somebody who sings or praises Avodah Zarah. And we're going to learn in our Mishnah still, the reason the Rabbanan don't hold that a Megadif is Mevorech as Hashem, because the Rabbanan hold that by Elav She'em by Maisa, there is no Chiyuv Chatos. And if Megadif is just somebody who Rahman Salam curses Hashem, it's a lav shem b'maisa. The problem with that pshat is that being singing and praising Avodah Zarah is the same lav shem b'maisa. So why are they more comfortable with that definition of Megadif than this definition of Megadif? So some explain it doesn't just involve the singing, it involves worshipping, which is a maisa. There's a big chiddush from the Eilish Shloima. He says like this, when is something considered a lav shem b'maisa? Something is considered lav shem b'maisa where it could only be violated by not doing a maisa. So mevarach Hashem, the only way you can do mevarach Hashem is by just speaking and nothing more. Whereas a lav that could be violated with a maisa, even if you violated it without a maisa, you could worship Avodah Zarah with a maisa. So even when you violated it without a maisa, it still remains a lav shiyesh b'maisa. Somebody who worships by the Zara, Vanoisin Mizaroi Lemoilech. There was a pagan worship that they used to pass the children through fire. And as we learned in Masechet Sanhedrin, and is obvious in this Mishnah, Mizaroi. If somebody gives all of his children to their Moilech, then that's not considered that he did the Avera Moilech. Why? So the Smag says, if somebody, Rachman Letzlan, gives all of his children to Moilech, then the Misa of Skila, or the Misa of Karis, is not enough. Such a horrible aveira, all of the children. For some of the children, it's more manageable. Another pshat that I saw, interesting pshat, if Rahman al-Islam, like, we can't even fathom this, somebody gives all of his children to avoid to Moilech, can't be a normal human being. And therefore, he's obviously a shaita, and he's not responsible for what he does. The Chinuch says a very interesting pshat. He says, how did they convince people to put their children into fire? Who would put his child into fire? So the Chinuch says the way they used to convince the children, the people to do Moilech, is they told them, if you'll give up this child, your other children will be very successful. And that's how they got people to buy into this Moilech. But if you're putting all your children into the Moloch, so what's the point? You have nobody left to be successful, and therefore that isn't Avodah Zarah Moloch. Ubal Oiv, we're going to learn. Oiv is a type of Kishuv, and we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem and the Gemara tomorrow that it also includes Yudaini. This Machlokes Rishonim applies to other types of Kishuv besides Oiv Yudaini. The Mechal Shabbos, the Tamei Sha'achal Kodesh, somebody who's Tamei who ate something that's Kodesh. Va'Bo'al HaMikdash Tamei, somebody who enters the Beis HaMikdash when he is Tamei. Va'Oich Chel V'Dam, if he eats Chel V'Dam V'Noyser. There's a Chiv Karis, there's no Chiv Misa, or Pigel. Va'Shoich Romal B'Chutz, somebody either Shechs or brings up Kabonis outside the Azara. Va'Oich L'Chometz B'Pesach, somebody eats Chometz in Pesach. Va'Oich L'Va'Oich B'Loch B'Yom Kippurim, somebody eats or does Melach on Yom Kippurim. Va'Mefatim is a Shemen, there was the Shemen HaMishcha that Moshe Rabbeinu used. If somebody makes the same recipe, if a Fatim is a Ketiris, or if somebody makes the same recipe of Ketiris, Vasach is a Shemana Mishka, if somebody takes the Shemana Mishka that Moshe Rabbeinu produced and used it for his own private use, Vapesach, Vamila, Mitzvah Sasei. Pesach and Mila are exception to the rule that even though they're Mitzvah Sasei, Yechayiv Karis if you don't do the Pesach in the Mila. So the Mefarshim ask what, that the order of the Mishnah is sort of out of order. The Mishnah should have said Mila v'Pesach. Mila is taught us in Parashas Lech Lecha. Pesach is in Parashas Bo. Why does it say Pesach first? So they want to connect it to a very famous Machloikas, Rambam and Ravid. It's clear from everyone that you're only chai, that the Chiyuv Karis for Mila is not on the father. That even though a father has an obligation to make a Mila for his son, if he doesn't make it, he's not Chiyuv Karis. The Chiyuv is on the child himself. So the Rambam's opinion is, when he's going to be Chayiv Karis, if he went through his whole life and he didn't have a Mila, then he's Chayiv Karis. The Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says as soon as somebody becomes an adult and doesn't make himself a Mila, he's Chayiv Karis. So the opinion of the Rambam is a very difficult opinion to understand. If he's not Chayiv until he's dead, so what's the Karis? He's not alive anyway anymore. So if we learn Pshat, like we said in our introductory remarks, the Karis isn't only in this world. Karis is also in the next world. So we can understand the Rambam's Pshat. But according to the Rambam, the Mishnah is very Gishmak. Pesach, as soon as Pesach comes, and you didn't bring the Karim Pesach, and it's Gemara Masech the Pesachim, what does that mean? Doesn't mean Pesach Rishon. That's one Tanashita. Another Tanashita means either Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni. Another Tana holds Pesach Sheni. But this year Pesach, we should still have the issue, if you deliberately didn't bring Karim Pesach, you're Chayiv. But according to Rambam, Mila, you have to wait till you end your life. So Mila comes after Pesach, and that's why the Mishnah mentions Mila after Pesach. There's an interesting Chazanish to explain the Rambam, because it's a difficult Rambam. How can you be Chayiv Karis after you leave the world? So Chazanish says a Chiddush. Let's say a person deliberately did not have a Mila. And then his Gid is severed. So now he can't make a Mila. So according to the Rambam, says the Chazanish, he'll be Chayiv Karis. Because while you could have, you should have, and now that you can't, you're Chayiv Karis. Menachas Chinuch argues in the Chazanish. He says now he's an Oynes, and he shouldn't be Chayiv Karis. Interesting to point out, the Bnei Yisoscha already says that, as we just learned in the Mishnah, we'll discuss this more in the Gemara, Pesach and Mila are the only two mitzvahs that say that there's a Chayiv Karis. Why? Because Pesach and Mila represent the bris, the connection that we created with Hashem, and somebody who violates them is violating our basic bond with God, and therefore is Chayiv Karis. Because what does Karis mean? Disconnected from Hashem. On the other hand, says the Shemesh Shmuel, somebody who is careful to do a Mila, and somebody who is careful to bring a Karim Pesach, represents that he appreciates our special connection to Hashem, and therefore these two mitzvahs are so very significant. Aleilu, on these averis that were mentioned in the Mishnah, Chayov Ma'azodoyne Karis, if the averi was done b'mezid as a Chayiv Karis, v'ashigosei chattis, and as I said, that's the point of our Mishnah, if you did the averis b'shagi chayiv chattis, v'loi hoidish lehem, if you aren't quite certain if you did the Avera, you're not quite certain if you ate a non-kosher piece of meat, you bring Oshim Tali. Chutz, min atame migdash u'mikudoshov, by matame migdash u'mikudoshov, that there you're not chayiv kamechatas, you're chayiv oil of yoyrit. That means according to your financial situation, if you could afford to bring an animal, if not to bring two birds, if not to bring a carbon mincha, there, since it's oil of yoyrit, there is no chayiv oshim toli divrei meyer. The chamim afa megadif, as I quoted earlier, it is the opinion of the chamim that megadif, which means mevarchas, is Hashem, there's no chayiv chatas, shenema, Torah achas yilachem oisa b'shkoga yotz megadif a megadif she'en oisa meisa, and when it's a blav shem meisa there is no chiyuv chatos. So the Gemara, the first part of our Gemara at least, focuses why does the Mishnah have to teach us a number? We could all count 36. And as the Rishayim explained, if a Mishnah is speaking about various subjects, then it's understandable why the Mishnah gives us a number. But when the Mishnah speaks about only one subject, there is no reason for the Mishnah to give us a number. And therefore, ask the Gemara, Minyana Lomali, why did our Mishnah have to give us a count? If somebody did all 36 Averis listed in our Mishnah in one act of forgetting, Chayiv al-Kal Achas v'Achas. He's Chayiv for each one a separate Karban Chatos. Ask the Gemara, V'su, Hadatnan, there's a Mishnah Masech to Shabbos, Ovis Melochas Memchas Achas. There are 39 Ovis Melochas. Again, Lomali, why does the Mishnah have to give us the count? Answers the Gemara Shem also kulm behalom echos. If you did all 39 in one act of forgetting, as we're going to discuss later, chayiv kalachas v'achas, you chayiv chatas for every one of the 39 melachas. As we learned, because the Torah speaks about leisavaru esh b'yoyim haShabbos, why did the Torah single out leisavaru l'chalik to teach us that you chayiv for every lav separately? Another pshat. Shmuel says mechalaleha for every avera separately. Achas mihena is another explanation that we're going to quote the pasuk later. Yechai for everyone separately. The mefarshim also point out that why do we need to teach us the same rule by Koras and the same rule by Shabbos? And they explain, were the Mishnah only to teach us that this rule is by Shabbos, we would say that Shabbos is particularly serious because Shabbos is a mloch, is a avera that has ovis and toldus. And therefore, there you chayiv kol achas v'achas, by not by other averes. On the other hand, we would say, if only the Mishnah taught it to us by Koras, we'd say each one of the averes in our Mishnah is totally distinct. Shabbos are all Shabbos. And therefore, the Mishnah has to say it in both Masechtas. Su, continues the Gemara Hadatnan, what was taught in a Mishnah later in our Masechta, Dalad Mechosra Kapura, the four people that are considered that they, that until they bring their carbon, they may not enter the Beis HaMikdash, they may not eat kachim. Again, ask the Gemara, Minyana Lomali, why do we need the number? Answer the Gemara, Lefukim et Reb Elezer ben Yaakov. Dama hei haver. Reb Elezer ben Yaakov says there were actually five. The Tanya, Reb Elezer ben Yaakov, Oimer, Ger, Mechusra, Kapara, Chizuk, Dama Lov. Reb Elezer ben Yaakov's opinion is that a Ger, in order to become a Ger, has to have Mila, Tvila, and bringing a carbon, and the carbon has to have Zrikas Adam. And until he has Rikas Adam, he can't eat Kabanas. That's why Reb Elezer ben Yaakov says, Ahochi Tana Dalid, to tell us that we don't agree with Reb Elezer ben Yaakov. So the way most Rishonim explain this Gemara is as follows. There's no machloikas lahalocha. Everybody agrees that a ger cannot eat Kabanas until he has Mila, Tefillah, and a carbon. The machloikas is why. Reb Elezer ben Yaakov says, because he's a mechusa kapara. The Rabbanim say he can't eat, but not because he's mechusa kapara, because until he brings the carbon, he's a guy. And therefore, a guy can't eat kabanas. So they have the same result, but they get there in different direction. What is the basis of the machlaikas? Because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov obviously is of the opinion that even without the carbon, he's already considered a ger. He's already considered Jewish. He just can't eat a carbon because he's mechusa kapara. The Rabbanim hold without the carbon, in the time when kabanas were bringable, I don't know such a word, but in the time where there were kabanas, you're not a ger until you bring the carbon. There are rishonim that disagree, and they said according to the chachamim, the halacha is that a ger, as soon as he has meal of a tefillah, I think it's the Rambam that holds that way, can eat kabanas. Continues the Mishnah. Su, hadatnan. There's a Mishnah later in Amasechta. Dal mevim, there are four times a carbon is brought, al zodn kishkaga, whether he did the aver b'mezer or b'shoigit. Again, ask the Gemara, Lama, Minyana Lamali, says the Gemara, Lafukim of Shimon, the Tanya of Shimon, Oimez, Shuus, Bekodin, Loinit, Nizakar, Zdonil, Kapara. He holds, unlike Latanakama, that by Shvus Pekadim, where somebody is approached and says, you're holding my Pekadim, and he falsely swears that he isn't, and then he confesses, he says that that's only B'shoigig, not B'mezit. Ahochi Tanei Dalet. That's what the Mishnah wanted to teach us. We don't agree. Su, Haritnan. Hei Mevin Karmen Echel Averis Harbe. There are five situations where you could do many Averis, but you only bring one carbon. Again, ask the Gemara, Manana Lomeli, why must the Mishnah teach us a number? Answers the Gemara, Mishnah the Kabbalah Misni Seifa. Because that Mishnah teaches us, Nazir im Nitma Tumas Harbe. If a Nazir has many Tumas, we know that Allah is, the Nazir is not allowed to become Tameh. And if he does become Tameh, and breaks his Naziris, he has to shave and start, be Matar himself, and then start again. Mishkach Sla. And how would that be, how would that be that he became tummy many times, but he only has to bring one set of kabbonis? Could go into itma b'shvi, the chaz of an itma b'shvi, which means as follows. A naz became tummy. So what does he have to do? The first thing he has to do is be matar himself. How does he matar himself? With the paraduma procedure. The paraduma procedure is at least a 7-day procedure, because he has to have the paraduma sprinkled on him on the 3rd day and the 7th day. There's a machalikus tanoim, as we're about to learn. So when does he resume his Naziris? On the 7th day or on the 8th day? So according to Rabbi Yossi, as we're about to see, he can resume it on the 7th day. So now, let's say he resumed it on the 7th day, and he becomes Tommy again on the 7th day. So there, it's not considered he started really a new Naziris. And therefore, if this happened them many times, he'll only bring one set of Kabbonis. Umani, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehudi, Dom Naziris the Tahara, he can begin a new Naziris min shvi hu dechayalel on the 7th day. Di tamir Rebbe hi, because if we want to say that we follow the opinion of Rebbe, Rebbe's opinion is that even though his tahara procedure ends on the 7th day, kivin the nazirus tahara, he can't start a new count at shmini until the 8th day lechayalel, and that's why it doesn't begin on the till the 8th day. So how could it be that he brings many kabbonis for one carbon for many tabbonis? Well, let's think it through. Either Nitma B'Zayin, if he became Tamei on the 7th day, V'chazab, V'Nitma B'Zayin, and he became Tamei, then the 7th day comes. He was Matar himself. And that 7th day, he becomes Tamei again. According to Rebbe, he's not starting a new Naziris until tomorrow. So certainly, Kula Chodot Tamar Richtihi. And there's no reason that we should think that he should bring more than one carbon. V'Ida Nitma B'Ches, if he only became tummy on the 8th day, so kivin the yotz b'shar rui lavi by carbon, since it's the 8th day, certainly the halacha should be chayva kol achas v'achas. So what does the Mishnah mean that you could be tummy many times and only bring one carbon? El shma mina, Rabbi Yosi ber Yehudahi. That Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yosi ber Yehuda, and as the Rishonim explained, even though normally throughout Shas we follow the opinion of Rebbe, here we do not. Says the Mara, what is the machloikus of Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? My Rebbe and my Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. The Tanya, the Kiddush as Rosh B'yoymahu, he resumes in the Naziris. Says the Gemara, B'yoym havos kabanosoi divrei Rebbe. According to Rebbe, it's only the day he can bring his carbon, which is day 8. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a B'yoym taglachtoi. Even on day 7, even though the Rishonim debate, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, what does that mean on day 7? Does it mean after he does the paraduma procedure, or is it only after he took a haircut? So, we're going to learn a Mishnah again later in our Masechta. Hadatnan, Hei Mevim Carbon Oil of a Yoyrid. There are 5 individuals that bring a carbon oil of a Yoyrid. Again, ask the Gemara, Minyan Alamali, why does the Mishnah have to give us a number? Answers the Gemara, Mishum the Tani Seifa, Nasi Kiyotzbehem. There's a question if a Nasi brings a carbon oil of a Yoyrid. Because we know, as we learned at the end of Masechta Temura, when a Nasi does an Aveira, for which a regular individual bring a Karban Chatas, a female, he brings a Sari, he goat. The question is, if you do an Aveira, which we discussed in the Mishnah already, for which you bring a Karban Oil of a Yoyrid, does a Nasi bring a Karban Oil of a Yoyrid? So, the Tana there says that a Nasi doesn't bring a Karban Oil of a Yoyrid. Just like there's a concept of a parhelm dovish atzibur, which a bezdin issues an erroneous psak. They have to bring a parhelm dovish atzibur if the Sanhedrin, It doesn't apply to Sanhedrin. The Tanakhama says a Nasi doesn't bring a carbon oil of a yard. Why not? Because what does a carbon oil of a yard mean? You have to look at a person's financial status. A Nasi is never poor. It's Lafukim with Rabbi Lezer to disagree with Rabbi Lezer that says that if a Nasi did an Aveira for which a Yisrael has to bring carbon oil of a yard, he brings a Sawyer, he brings his regular carbon, teaches us the Mishnah, no. The Tanakhama holds that the Nasi is excluded from being a carbon for a virus for which there's a chiv carbon oil of a yarid. Su, Hadatan, a very famous Mishnah. Dalet Ovis Nazikin. There are four Ovis Nazikin. The first Mishnah, Masechta Baba Kama. Minyana Lomeli. Why do we need a number? It says the Gemara, Lafukim et Rabbi Yishya. Domer, Rabbi Yishya says there aren't just four, the Yud Gimel Ovis Nazikin. Ask the Gemara, Ul Rabbi Yishya. So good. So we understand why the Tanakhama had to give us a number. But ask the Gemara, Rabbi Oishya, Minyan and Lamali, why did Rabbi Oishya have to give us a number? Answer the Gemara, Larfukim and Rabchiyah, Dama Choftal as Nazik, they're 24. Ask the Gemara, Rabchiyah, Minyan and Lamali, why does Rabchiyah have to give us a number? Lafuki, Masr, Umafagal. He comes to teach us that somebody who's a Masr, who gives over Jewish money to wrong way to the wrong people, or somebody makes a carbon piggle, there is no, that they're not considered a Nazikin. What's the nafkamina if it is a mazik or not? You're responsible anyway. So the difference is that we know, we learned from Sefer Bakama, that a mazik has to pay meitav from his best property. If you're not a mazik, then the din of meitav doesn't apply. Fascinating Rashi here. We're learning Sayyid Kachim still. Rashi says, mefagel means if a koyin makes a carbon piggle. So Rishonim ask, a Yisrael could also make a carbon piggle. Because what's the definition of piggle? And when you brought the carbon, when you did one of the avoiders of the carbon, you had a machshava chutz l'zmanoi chutz l'mkoymai. Even though it's interesting, in the Mishnah, there's a machloikas bar tenur in the Tosfos Yontif, that there's a chiv karis by both of those cases, or only by chutz l'zmanoi. But whatever. But ask all the mefarshim on Rashi, the sheet already asks it, that you can have Yisrael making pigle as well. Because we know that Allah is shechit k'sher bizar. So let's say the Yisrael, when he made the Shechita, had a Machsheves Pigel. So what does Rashi speak about the Kayin? It could be by Yisrael as well. So the Shechita says, simple teretz. He says, usually the Kahanim did not let the Yisraelim do the Shechita. So Rashi was giving us a practical approach. But other Mefarshim say that no, that even if a Yisrael has a Machsheves Pigel, b'shas he brings the carbon won't be Pigel. And I saw two explanations as why. What's Machshavas Pigel? We learned the Masech Tzvachim extensively. That when you did one avoider, you had a mind to do all the other avoiders in the wrong time, in the wrong place. Yisrael can't do the other avoiders anyway. So his Machshav about the other avoiders is meaningless because he can't do them anyway. That's one pshat. Another pshat is as follows. A Kohen has a very unique, special position. So since a Kohen has a very unique, special position, he has the ability to make Pigel. Yisrael isn't in that position. Yes, the Torah granted him the right to shecht, but he isn't in a very strong position, and therefore his machshava is not that significant that it can make pigel. It's also interesting to point out, Rashi says that mefagel is not considered a mazik because it's only bedibur. It's only when you speak. If you recall, when we learned Masechta Tzvachim, we mentioned many times, the aveira of pigel is a only are you over? Does a kohen become pigel just by machshava, or does it have to be that the kohen articulates that machshava? From this Rashi, you can look at the bottom line of the right side. It's mashma that it's bedibur. It only becomes pigel if the kohen verbalized the wrong machshava. Amamar. So we learned on the top of the Amid, shem asam kulam behalam achas, that if you did all of the averis in one act, chayva kol achas achas. Says the Marbishlam, Patel Gamri, Loimotis Amri. You can't say that if somebody did all the Averis from Arias, he should be Potter, the Ksiv, Kala Shiasim, Kala Teva, Sa'ilu, and Nichusu. Ella, asked the Gemara, Ema of a Chada, if you violated one of these Averis, Nischayev Chada, you'll be Chayev one Karmichatas, of a Kula Bahalamachas, and if you did all of them, you won't be Chayev still only one. Where does the Gemara take it? Ask the Gemara that you chayev a kol achas for achas. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lekach yotz zekaris b'choytzoi. The Torah mentions achoytzoi that there's a chiyuv karis. Why? So as the Rishonim explain, by many of the arayas, the Torah teaches us there's a chiyuv karis. But every time where the Torah teaches us, there's a reason. But there is no conceivable reason why the Torah had to say that somebody who has relations with a chayser, rachman al tzlod, is chayiv karis. Why did the Torah teach it to us? For this very purpose. To teach us that if you did every aveira of erva, you chayiv separately for each one. Ask the Gemara, Maskler, Rabbi Abaya, Ema, who says to learn the pasuk that way? Ema, a chayser, the parut kraw. By a chayis where the Torah single it out with a chattis, indeed, nechayif chadala, even if you did all the other averis, you'll be chayif a separate chattis for it. The kulon, but all the other averis, if you did them, kivin the behalam achis, they were all done one haloma, then chayif al achis. Ask the Gemara, ul Rabibi Barabaya misli hado, is this a legitimate question? Doesn't Rabibi Abaya doesn't agree with what we learned? Some of us say it every morning. Any halacha which was part of a group, for yotzei min haklal and left the group, lamed to teach us something, and every pasuk in the Torah is there to teach us something. Lo lamed al atzma yotzei isn't just there to teach us for itself. El lamed al klal kula yotzei. So if the Torah singled out the din of kares by a chaysoi, it isn't here, asked the Gemara, just to teach us that if you did the avera chaysoi, you chayiv a separate chatas. It's here to teach us that for every avera of arayis, you chayiv a separate chatas. So what's Rabbi Barabai's kasha? And the Gemara explains itself. Keitzat, v'ad nefesh ha-shatoich ha-basar, this is the pasuk that teaches us actually the aloha pigul, and this is a pasuk by Karm Shlomim, says the Braisa, v'loshlom b'klal kol ha-kotchim hayu. Shlom is in the category of all kotchim. Lama yotza, why was it separated out? L'hakashleim, ma shlom shen kotchim is be'ach v'chayovin aleyim, af koshin kotchim is be'ach chayovin aleyim, yotza tzibedek abayis, which are different. Amalei, rabbi b'amino, you can't ask me from that. Lami amrit yotza kotchim tzibedek abayis, that the pasuk is coming to teach us dafka by kotchim mizbeach is this halacha, not by kotchim by the kabayis. Hachinami, here too, ma choysim yuchedes, just like a choysoi is special, she erva, it's a choys is a sister, vein lo chayat bechaya oisra, there is never a case, as we learned in the Mishnah, that as long as your wife, your first wife is alone, alive, you could ever marry her sister. Af kosh ein lo chayat bechaya oisra, you'll get a separate chiyuv. Yotza eishish, but it'll come to teach us eishish, sheshle hetu b'chai bala. So according to the Gemara, now what the pasuk is trying to teach us, yes, for every erva you get a separate chatos, but not for eishish, because eishish is an entirely new category. And I saw from Rav Soloveitchik in the Masorah, in the Kovetz Masorah, he says a very interesting vart. He says, we're accustomed, we spoke about this in the Mishnah, to discuss erva. And erva is a category of avera, a category of a very serious avera. He says, what our Gemara is teaching us is that the erva of Eishes Ish versus the erva of all other arayas are totally two different categories. Because all the other arayas are based on being a relative. Eishes Ish is not based on a relative relationship. It's based on the fact that she became your wife through a kinyan. Amra, Rav Yo'ina, Vitaim, Rav Huna, Bered, Rav Shu, Amra, Kra, Kikal, so we're back to where we started. How do we know that for every Erva there's a separate Chiyiv Chatos? Says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Kikal, Shiyas, Mekal, Ta'evus, Hukshu, Kala, Rais, Kulon, La, Choysoi. Ma, Choysa, Chayovan, La, Fnei, Atzmoi, Af, Kol, Chayovan, La, Fnei, Atzmoi. Ask the Gemara, Rav Yitzchak, that all chayiv creases were treated the same. To teach us something I mentioned in the Mishnah, that you have to give karis, and if you gave malchus, it won't be in the place of karis. So where will he notice halacha of lechalik menole, that for every ervet is a separate chayiv carbon? Answers that nafkle me isha benidas to mosulai sikrav. Lechalik al kol isha v'isha. It teaches that every erva is separate. Ask the Gemara, so Rabbanan 2, Nami typically vil isha benidas tumasa. They don't need the pasuk of achoisoi. Answer the Gemara, and Anochanami. Ask the Gemara, El Karas Dachoyis Lamayasa. So back to where we started. What does the Pasuk of Karas Dachoyis teach us according to the Rabbanim? Answers the Gemara, B'bayoy Le'lechalak Alachoyisoy V'alchoyis Ovi V'alchoyis Imoy. If somebody had relations with his own sister, and his father's sister, and his mother's sister. Ask the Gemara, Lamlu L'chalak. Why do I need a Pasuk to teach us that there's separate Chattis and Karas for each one of these Averis? As the Rishonim explain, if somebody had relations with three women who are nidus, so they're all in the same category, but since they're three separate women, they're going to be chayiv three times karis. Certainly here, with the three women, and they each carry their own separate and distinct isser, there's three separate averis. So I don't need a pasuk. Ella, Ema, it comes to speak about a very difficult case to describe. It's referring to a situation that the very same woman is your sister and your father's sister and your mother's sister. It's referring to a situation where somebody had relations with his mother and he had daughters from that, and then he had a son and that son had relations with those women. Complicated case to teach us that it's all one woman with three different Isurim, and Yechayiv three Karas, three Chattis. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak, Homils Manole, that this woman that carries all three Isurim, how do you know that she's going to have three separate Averis? Says the Gemara, Nafkalei Mitzayf the Krah. He learns it from the end of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ervis Achis Achoyse Gila. To teach us that this woman that carries these three Isurim, you're going to have these three separate Chiv Karas, Chattis. Ask the Gemara, Rabbanan Achoyis the Seifa Kra my Avdalei, what do they do with that pasuk? Answers the Gemara, Riboylei, they needed to teach us Lachoyis Shibas Aviv Beis Imay. The Torah, when it speaks about the Isser of having relations with your sister, speaks about somebody who's your sister because you share the same father, a paternal sister and a maternal sister. How do you know if a woman is a full-fledged sister from this pasuk? Why? Why Mishen Anshim Adin? Even though, we've discussed this many times, even though logically you could come to that conclusion, if there's an Isser with your half-sister, your paternal sister, or your maternal sister, certainly with your full-fledged sister there's an Isser, the Torah, by saying a special pasuk, is teaching you can't get to that by, you can't give a punishment based on logic, there has to be a pasuk to back it up. Why? So I saw three pshatim in the Mefarshim. One is, it's a din. There's no questions. The dinim, how we learn halachas, don't have to have logic. Another pshat, I've quoted this before, is we're going to learn something based on a kal v'chomer. So what is the definition of a kal v'chomer? The definition of a kal v'chomer is logic. So here we're going to have a logical argument, and we're going to give a person a punishment. And then what happens if our logic is refuted? The punishment can't be undone. So that's why you need a pasuk. Another pshat, Mashal says this pshat, is what does a kal v'chomer mean by definition? If by the smaller avera you get this oynish, certainly by the more serious avera you ought to get this oynish. But who says that oynish is enough? Maybe since it's a more serious avera, a more serious oynish is in place. That's why ain't oynishim nadin, and therefore say the Rabbanon, I need this pasuk to teach us that even though for a paternal sister or a maternal sister yechayiv, we need a separate pasuk to teach us for a full-fledged system. But ask the Gemara, where were Yitzchak who used this pasuk to teach us the din of the woman that has all these issues, where will he know this din? Answers the Gemara, two terutzim. One terut says, Rabbi Yitzchak holds anshman adin. We can use logic to come to this result. Or, v'bayis ayma, yalf anishman azhara. There is only no pasuk in the Torah that teaches us the anish for a full-fledged system, but there is a pasuk that teaches us the aveira. So since we see that the Torah teaches us that there is an Aveira, so saying that there's the Oynish is not considered Oynshim and Adin. Where is it considered Oynshim and Adin? When we're creating the Aveira. In a case where the Torah already mentions the Aveira, the Torah only did mention the Oynish, he said that's not a problem to use logic to come to the conclusion that this is the Oynish that should be given. Huh?